I'm going to try to speak today about prayer. Like, not because I think it should. Like, I have been hounded that I ought to speak about other stuff apart from just make the gospel. Like, I don't care about the hounding. What I say, I often get compared to what I think other preachers preach, and it gets shown to me the difference between what I say and what they say. Basically, the stuff I've been saying, the milk of the gospel, the meat of the gospel, the root of the gospel. It's just the hardcore doctrine. I don't preach on the more fluffy stuff, like the more pastoral teaching, like praying, stuff like that. But that's because I give you the most important stuff, and then the other stuff comes out when I just speak to you, right? And the hounding is just attacks on me, try to get me to say stuff I'm not meant to. So, on the basis that I'm meant to say something about praying, I'm not doing it for the sake of it. It's just that there is something that I want to say, but it's like one thing that I want to talk about. It's pretty hard to get to it, but I would go with doing it. So, I said that when you believe Christ died for your sins, you're baptized into Christ. Spiritual union was set up between you and Christ. That spiritual union was a marriage union. Christ, the head part. Each one of you spiritually has the female part, which means your spirit submits to Christ. Christ was raised seated at the right hand of God. It's Christ submits to God. You submit to Christ. Christ submits to God. Your spirit submits to God. That means you want to relate to God, right? Now, there's a few things that I've done at the end of meetings recently. One was I encouraged Stu, Johnny, and a different meeting, John, to go down on your knees, speak in tongues, and before speaking in tongues, say to God, this is for God's will in your life in the next year, right? I said that the point of that, God was going to do his will in your life in the next year anyway. The point of that was that, firstly, I was just told to say it to you, okay? And then you did that thing, which means if it was of God, God moved me to say it. You responded to the thing that he did by doing it. The purpose is that God will respond to the thing that you did. So, you asked God, you said some tongues, something to God about how you liked the idea, how you wanted it, to do with God's will in your life. When you did, God was going to do his will in your life anyway, because it's his will. So this, the question, what's the point of saying it? But the thing is, you did something, and God will respond to that thing. So, when you did it, God moved me to say something to you. You responded by saying something back to God. And then God will, you know, in that next year, he will respond to the thing that you did. So that's the different thing. If there's a point in doing it, that's a different thing. God will respond to the thing that you did. So he was going to do his will in your life anyway. But when you said to him that you wanted it, he will definitely respond to that thing. Because he talked to me to talk to you, you talked to him back, and then he's going to talk to you again. So that's the relating bit. If I said your spirit submits to God, your spirit wants to relate to God, this is a particular way of relating. So you related to God in that way, and God will relate back. So when he does that thing, God can go, hey, you know that thing that you did when you were on your knees, and this thing's happening now? Well, this is me answering that thing, right? Okay, that happened in one meeting. Jason wasn't in that meeting. Then after, right at the end of a different meeting, Jason, after time of the worship song was played, I was just finishing off the meeting, speaking about the meeting, and Jason was sitting there quiet, like, and he was going, it's just like, he looked like he was just completely out of it. And then he said in the end, he said, yeah, sorry about that, I have to say this, I have to say this prayer, so I didn't mean to be rude. but I just have to say this prayer. And what he'd done is a prayer he'd learned a while ago, the only prayer that he knew to say. He just said, I had to say it. So he said this thing, and then, but the thing is, it came to a point where he just really wanted to say it. So I said to him, what was the thing that you said? And then he listed all these lines, and then one stuck out to me in particular. Basically, Jason, part of this prayer that Jason learned at some point, said that he prefers God's will to his will. And I just laughed, because I said, well, that's the thing that you have to say. So what I'm saying is, Jason didn't intend to speak to God at all, went round in the meeting, came back, and then just found himself compelled to say this thing, which was, oh yeah, by the way, God, Jason said, by the way, God, Jason prefers his will to, God's will to his. All right, now that is basically the thing that I encouraged you, John, to do, but it came out like organically. Now, they're similar in both ways in that I was moved to say something. In the first instance, Stu, Johnny, John, you responded to God giving me that idea for the purpose of God responding to you at some point. Jason, God spoke to him directly when he was sitting there. Something happened with Jason and he was like, I can't sit still, I have to say something to God. So, like, when I spoke to you, Stu, you, John, God moved in me to say something to you, and you responded to that thing that God said for the purpose of God later responding to you. In the thing that Jason did, God just spoke to Jason directly, and Jason again responded to God. And he basically said he wants God's will in his life, not his own. So what's the point of Jason saying that? The point is that God wanted to say something to Jason, and he wanted Jason to respond for his purpose. And if I'm asked, what is the purpose of Jason saying he wants God's will for his life, if God's going to do his will for his life anyway, it's the same thing as before, in that Jason comes out with he wants this thing, and then God will respond to that thing, so that when it happens, Jason is not freaked out by what's this thing. And God says, you know that thing you said? This is that. But basically, the point is that God's gonna do his will in your life anyway, but God decided to speak to you, you responded to it, he will respond back. And the point of that is it makes your walk easier. Because when it gets to the point when God does something, like God gives you the opportunity to, you know, a hard-pressed opportunity to speak to a lot of people about Christians who are angry about God, something like that. God says, this is that thing that you asked for. And by the way, you asked for it. So it doesn't freak you out when it lands on you, because you've actually said to God, this is what you want. But when it gets to the point, you actually know it's what you want. God's not just throwing this thing on you and you're like freaking out like, I don't want this thing. You actually said you wanted it. So it makes your want overall easier. Okay, so the point, which gets to the point is God's going to do stuff in your life anyway. So what's the point in like praying to him? Because he's going to do it anyway. So there's the thing. Now Paul said, pray without ceasing. He said he prays without ceasing, which means he prays all the time. If that's literally true, he prays all the time, every day. Now, if that's the case, like, prayer must be something different than speaking to God, because he's not speaking to God all the time. And I don't care. It doesn't matter how much holy behaviour he's doing. Mm-hmm. Sometimes he preaches, right? And he ain't speaking to God when he's preaching, because he's speaking to the... So it doesn't mean... So if he's praying without ceasing, praying is not speaking to God. And like praying is listening, right? So you can be an extreme, you can pray absolutely loads and hardly say anything to God just by listening, but you don't have to try to listen. So I want to, so there's a thing that I want to say. I'm not interested in giving you a thing about prayer. I'm not interested in that, but the thing that started off is I want to talk to you about something, and so this is the thing. And when I'm doing it, I'm ending up speaking against some false doctrines about prayer. So some false doctrines about prayer is, like, you're meant to say lots of stuff to God. Like I've already said, it's listening. You can say what you like to God. You can say that you like him. You can say that you find him nice. You can say thanks for something. You can tell him you're worried about something. But the majority of prayer is listening to what he says back. And that doesn't mean trying to listen to what he says back. That means you can spend the day like painting and not trying to think about God, and spending most of your time just like, yeah, I like that bit about communion. Like, or, do you know what I mean? You don't have to officially pray to pray.
Yeah.
You don't have to officially speak to God to pray. So this thing that Established Church says that they do lots of, and good people, good Christians do lots of, and they do lots of it. It's like the thing that prayer is basically they're listening to God, but not trying to listen to God, just being, wait, you must get what I say, all right? So, so basically prayer is just listening to God, but you don't have, not trying to listen to God. You are, your spirit is plugged into God, so you can feel him, like, you can know that he's there. You can know that you're meant to be doing this thing, but all those things can be really, really gentle, really, really quiet. So you can commune a lot with God with hardly making a big like fuss about it. Which means your behaviour during the day can be a lot more. You're holy before God because your spirit's been made holy in Christ, but regarding your behaviour can be a lot more holy than you think. Because you can spend, well, it is a lot more, you do relate to God, you want to relate to God. What I'm saying is you do relate to God without trying to relate to God. Like, you must hear the things I'm saying, I can't say it any clearer, that you relate. Like, God can say something and you go, yeah. Like, but it's not even that obvious. Like, so what I'm saying is, relating to God is not officially relating to God, officially having a quiet time, officially getting in a room, officially making an effort to, it's not that thing. You can have some time by yourself, but you can be related to God and be having something to do with him all day. Because
just being mindful of his presence.
Hey, well, because you're spirit is in Christ, you are plugged into him, which means that like he can feed you what he likes when he wants, as quietly as he wants, like just giving you the knowledge that you're righteous, that like you're meant to be doing this thing. And it can be really little, and you can be extremely used to having that around, like, but it's so obviously always around that you consider it as just, well, you consider it as just you. But this just you is this born again you. That's not what the original you was. So you can get used to you being a Christian before God, and you can look at Satan's argument like you're not doing anything. But you're different than where you used to be. And you're in him, you're in Christ, and you can be aware that he likes you, you can be aware that you're meant to be doing this thing, you can be aware that you've got tendency to do this thing, and then you really should be, and that can all be God. But because it's so blatantly obvious and mundane, it can look like it's just you. But it's not just you, because you are fundamentally changed when you became a Christian. You can get used to that change, but that doesn't mean that you're not related to God. So, like, you should, this thing should go, like, you get what I'm talking about. It's like, it's a really hard thing to explain, because I'm basically saying that you don't hardly have to make any moves in order to listen to God all day. Because it's not the song and dance type behaviour that's propagated like by the Established Church. You need to choose to do an activity in order to do the activity. You need to choose to pray, otherwise you're not praying. That's not, according to Paul, praise without ceasing. But he preaches sometimes, so you can pray when he's preaching. So he can just be aware of what God's saying to him when he's doing something else. Right, okay. So that's the... So the first thing that I said is there's a point of use responding to what God says to you, because basically he will definitely respond to you. Like any good father, a child comes up to them and says anything, they will respond. They won't completely ignore him. So if you say anything to him, he will respond. So that instance when you got down on your knees, God will respond to that. When Jason just said, I have to say, God, your will, not mine. He didn't even know what he was doing. It doesn't matter if he doesn't even know what he's doing. It's like God will respond to that thing. So there is a purpose of responding to what God says to you. And that is part of praying. There's a more softer praying, which is just listening to him without saying anything. Going in like, you're aware. You don't even have to go, like I'm saying, the thing you have to do to respond to him is like so extremely small, you think it's just you. Okay, so that's like soft praying, but there's a more harder praying you can say something to him. There's a purpose in saying something to him and responding to, and that saying something to him will be responding to something that he's done for you or something that he says to you. The thing with Jason, the thing that happened with Jason is God was saying something to him or meeting. So I was saying stuff, I was preaching about the meat of the gospel. Jason heard that, he went, like that. Then he was in here, worshipping God, going, I like this. And then he got to the point where he goes, I have to tell God that I prefer his will than mine. Which means that all that time, God was like tickling him with something. Jason, like, my will's probably better than yours. And it came to a point where Jason had to respond. And I can't remember the thing, but there was a young Samuel prophet, and then he heard something in the night, and he said to his like mentor or whatever, what should I do? And he said, you're meant to talk back to him. So anyway, I haven't read that verse, but if God does say something to you, then like, it's for the purpose of you responding, all right? So at the end of this meeting, there's going to be a new, like, thing. Like I told you, there was nothing coming into this meeting unless it gets forced in. Then there was bread and wine, and there was worship thing. After the worship thing, it happened organically with Jason, right? Jason got to the point at the end of the meeting when he said, I have to respond to something that God's saying. So at the end of the meeting, I will simply say to you, do you want to respond to anything God, you think God's saying to you? You don't think he's saying anything, that's fine, alright? But I meant to give you the opportunity to respond, and that thing and that opportunity will be you speaking to God in front of people that are here, just saying a simple thing, responding back to that thing. You can do it yourself when you go home, but the extra thing about doing it in front of others is that those brothers and sisters can go, Amen, which means I agree. So they've got the spirit in them. You can say, you do think God's plan for your work in the next week is better than yours. That could be the thing that you just want to say. And then your brother next to you can go, Amen. Which is not Amen as in established church, that's what you meant to do, and then you said anything to God. But they can go, actually, I'm sitting next to you, and I agree. So you can have that confirmation from a brother that you have got it right. Okay, so all I'm going to do is at the end of the worship is just say, do you want to respond to God in any way? And then you just speak to God about the thing that you want to respond to and the thing that you think he's tickling you on. Like you wanted, are you going to say about that? Like your work or, you know, or your part, your ministry or something like that, you know? And then all you're meant to do is just speak straight to God. Like, you agree that his plans for your work in the next week are better than yours, if you want to say anything like that. And then you say it in public, your brothers and sisters can go, I actually agree with that, I think God was doing that with you. So you go away with having said, well, you get the thing sorted out with God, but you go away with two confirmations from brothers or sisters that they agree that God was saying something about that. Okay, so that's going to happen in the end of the year. Done. Definitely.
Right.